My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented star of The Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can see them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington or online at capitolsteps.com, even during the holiday season. Elena, how are you?
I'm fine. I ate a little too much over the holidays, but other than that,
you and everybody else.
So, are you beginning to look a lot like Santa?
I got a little ways to go yet, but if yesterday was any indication, I'm certainly on my way.
Well, we thought today the Capitol Steps would bring all those holiday regret songs that we have about buying too much, eating too much, and we thought we'd play them. Even though the holidays are over, we thought we're still all in the holiday mood.
Absolutely. What better than a little regret on the day after Christmas? And here we go.
I'm beginning to look a lot like Santa, fatter every year. As for diets, I've tried them each, from Atkins to South Beach, and everyone gives me a bigger ear. I'm beginning to look a lot like Santa, with my chubby face. I'm so fat that to my chagrin, I know Cheney'd surely win if we ran a race. I used to be quite a thin guy until the day when I discovered those fast food french fries. And then very shortly I got kind of portly, it really was a surprise. And now my body's like my lunch, they both are supersized. I'm beginning to look a lot like Santa, though way back I tried a celery diet then, an overdose of fen-fen, and still my butt is like a double wide. I'm beginning to look a lot like Santa, quite a chunky dude. Diets, I haven't got a clue, I won't exercise, it's true, can't get in the mood. So there's only one thing to do, called a lawyer, said let's sue makers of fast food.
Oh, Elena, that is the answer, isn't it?
That's the American way. Sue somebody.
Couldn't possibly be my fault.
Oh, and our next song is In Case You Put Too Much on Your Credit Cards at Christmas Time. Yes, we've got a good answer for that one, too.
Oh, wow. And we should point out these are all off the Capitol Steps Christmas CD, Oh Christmas Bush. So head to capitalsteps.com to learn more about that. But here's a Capitol Steps look at getting that statement in the mail a few weeks after Christmas.
Dashing through the store with some presents left to buy. Credit charges soar, climbing way too high. Each charge makes me wince, my debt has reached new height. I dread every statement since my bills are out of sight. Oh, juggle bills, after Christmas Day. My left arm gets very numb as I ponder how to pay. Juggle bills, I must find a way. How much would my kidney fetch if I sold it on eBay? My payments all were late, a card came in the mail. A zero interest rate? Wow, my arms began to flail. An idea did occur, I found a new technique. My balance I will now transfer to a new card every week. Oh, juggle bills, it's like Christmas Day. When I get the mail and find more credit cards each day. Juggle bills, I won't have to pay. Since I get more credit cards in the mailbox every day.
Could go on forever that way, huh?
You know how you compensate for that, right? You go eat more french fries. So it's a vicious cycle.
We've got the answer to everything here at the Capitol Steps. And then you can sue the people who sent you too many credit card offers for tempting you too much.
Yes, right? Yes. Elena, any New Year's resolutions?
Oh man, we're gonna get started on those primary candidates right away. You inspired me last week. We're gonna do 76 unknowns as soon as they all start announcing.
Well, Jeb Bush was the first one in kind of saying I'm really, really seriously thinking about it, which of course is generally the political way to tell donors and campaign workers, don't sign with anybody else till I make up my mind.
Well, we're frantically dusting off all our Bush versus Clinton props. So that's the first thing we got to do. If that happens again, we've probably got some signs in the basement.
Man, you know, I don't know who does those characters for you. I don't know if your Bill Clinton guy from the 90s is still in the troupe, but man, that's turned into a career.
Right. I know. He never went away, really, did he?
So if she wins, you know, if she wins two terms, that's going to be like, you know, 2024. That'll be over 30 years of Clinton. That's a full career.
Is he first husband? What is he called?
Well, if it's first lady, you know, usually ladies and gentlemen, so probably first gentleman. But I believe when Sarah Palin was on the ticket, she referred to her husband, if she was ever president, as first dude.
I like that better.
And I have a feeling Bill Clinton would be okay with that, too.
Okay.
That is your upcoming year, is to have all the fun in the world with these candidates on both sides of the aisle.
It's going to be a good one, I think, for the comedy business.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2015.
You too.
Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their latest CD, How to Succeed in Congress Without Really Lying. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America. Good stuff.
So, good. Yeah, that was nice to do, too. What's the next? We're going to have, like, the 2nd of January would be.
Yeah, we're just going to have to scrap that one because I'm out till the 5th.
Okay.
I suppose we could have.
Run reruns or something. Huh?
we could have couched it as if it was January 2nd, I suppose. But either way.
Yeah.
There'd still be one missing.
We could hit the ground running in the new year. So.
Yes, exactly.
So. All right.
Very good.
Have a great Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Elena. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.